Good morning. Can we bring the meeting to order? Can I have apologies and order of business, John?
Apologies, Chair, from Councillors Coventry and De Vink. The order of business as published on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Any declarations of interest? Thank you. Can we then turn to the minutes of the 3rd of September? Any matters arising? 4th of September morning meeting and 4th of September afternoon meeting. Any matters arising? 8th of October. Can we agree these are a correct record then? Okay, thank you. Move on to item 5 is the Development Management Performance Reporting. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This is a report to update the Committee on Development Management Performance for the period July 2012 to June 2013. The performance of the stated period was reported to the Planning Committee at its meeting in August 2013. The report identifies the number of applications determined, enforcement cases investigated, appeals defended, local reviews considered, and information on other customer services provided. With regard to the determination of planning applications, overall performance continues to improve when compared to previous years. In the first quarter of 2013-14, 87% of planning applications were determined within target. This compares to 73% of applications being determined in target in 2012-13. The figures also show that the number of planning applications received to date in 2013-14 is up on the 2012-13 figure. This is despite the number of changes as a result of permitted development. This in effect took away 50 applications a year from the system. The introduction of the new planning performance framework means that performance with regard to processing of planning applications is also measured by the average time to deal with applications. Table B in the report outlines the figures collated to date. The recommendation is for the committee to note the contents of the report.
Thanks, Peter. Are there any questions for Peter? None. Okay, thank you. Can we agree to the recommendations? Thank you. Item 6 is Midlothian Planning Performance Framework. Ian.
Thanks, Chair. Just a brief reminder, this is now a requirement for all planning authorities in Scotland to submit annually a report on their performance to Scottish Government. This was introduced in 2012 year by Scottish Government, and the first reports were submitted in September 2012. This report before you is the report back from Scottish Government on the Midlothian submission made in September 2012. The reports as submitted are known as planning performance frameworks, and they cover not just the basic items, which is how quickly can you decide planning applications and how up to date is your local plan, but it covers a range of more qualitative measures in terms of the quality of the services being provided to customers, not just applicants but also to objectors and others who are engaging with the planning system. The feedback from Scottish Government to the councils and the planning authorities was received in June of this year and reported quickly to a planning committee who asked that the matter be remitted on to this committee for consideration as it relates, of course, to performance. The report to the planning committee, which is appended to the report before you, noted the Scottish Minister's overall comments on planning services generally across authorities in Scotland, with more detailed comments on the Midlothian position at paragraph 3.3 and 4.3, and with some pointers towards priority areas at paragraph 4.2 of that report. Happy to take questions and also areas that overlap into Peter's area, so no doubt Peter can cover as well. I'm happy to take questions, Chair. Recommendation is for a committee to consider and give any views it wants to on this particular report.
Thanks, Ian. Any members got any questions or comments? I'm keeping in mind this has already been to the Planning Committee, which most of us were at. Is there any questions or comments for Ian? Sorry, Peter. Okay. With that, can we agree to the recommendations? Okay, move on to item 7, inspection of Kings Park Primary School.
This is just to give the members an update on the inspection of Kings Park Primary School, where it was noted that improvements in performance in primary was very good and the nursery class was good, that the learners' experience in primary school was very good and the nursery class was satisfactory, and meeting the learners' needs in primary school was good and the nursery class was good. The inspectors also evaluated the work of the school in terms of the curriculum as good and improvements through self-evaluation. The members are asked to note the recommendations, bearing in mind that this was a head teacher who was in post for a fairly short time, but he was carrying, she is carrying on the good work of the previous head teacher at Kings Park.
Okay, thanks for that, Mary. Comments or questions? Margot.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to concur with the director. A statement with regard to the new head teacher. She had a hard act to follow, but she has filled in the shoes quite well. It's an old school, it's an old building, but it has a clear vision of what it wants for its pupils, and I do commend this report to the meeting and congratulate the staff and head teacher. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, Mary, thank you. And the last item on the agenda today is the inspection of Mayfield Nursery School.
Thank you. Again, this was an inspection carried out at Mayfield Nursery School, and you can see from the report that the quality of care and support was graded as excellent. The quality of environment was graded as excellent, the quality of staffing was graded as excellent, and the quality of management and leadership was excellent, and altogether an outstanding report for Mayfield Nursery. Again, we're just asking the members to note the recommendations.
Questions, Jim?
Just to say that it's very heartening to see such a good report coming from a nursery school in the Mayfield area, where we all know that early intervention is absolutely vital. And to also note the fact that this was an unannounced inspection, to have performed with excellence across the board is a remarkable achievement. I can't recall actually seeing any reports coming through here. I might be wrong, but I can't recall seeing any where we've had excellent against every single quality mark. And I certainly would like to congratulate the pupils, the teaching staff, the other staff, and the parents for this tremendous achievement.
Thanks, Jim. Any other questions or comments for a minute? Yep.
I think in the past our nursery schools and partnership nurseries performed very well, but I don't know, at some point in the past there was an agreement or an arrangement not to report on them, and I actually think we should be reporting on it in terms of universal service and good reports for our children. So I don't think we should be reporting on schools and not reporting on nurseries. So we will be bringing reports like this forward. If you recall, a few months ago we had Hawthorne Children's Centre also did extremely well. So we just want you to be aware that, you know, at universal level, you know, things are really good and we are performing well, and I think it's important that elected members get to hear about that.
Thanks for that, Mary. Anybody, any other questions? With that, can I thank you for your attendance.